This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey, what's going on? My name again is Jason Cutter. Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. This officially marks the kickoff of season 6 of the show. If you are a longtime listener and subscriber to this show, you know first off that it started off life as the Sales Experience Podcast, and here it is as the Authentic Persuasion Show, changed in 2020 when Selling with Authentic Persuasion, the book, came out. And second, thank you for being a longtime listener, subscriber, supporter, and part of this journey to help fill the world with authentic persuaders. Really, my mission and focus with the listeners of the show, with the work I do with my clients, with companies, with sales people, with the content I put online, is to help change the way we all sell, to move away from sales feeling like this gross, dirty, manipulative thing that self-centered salespeople do, old school sales operations, and the "this is the way we've always done it" crowd, which is focused on just separating people from their money so that they can serve their own best interest. And really, I want to change that, because sales, when it's done right, in its purest form and with the best intentions, is service. Sales is service. Sales is something you're doing for the other person, for someone, and with them along the way. I talk a lot about it. If you heard other things in the past, it's where you're the guide and you're helping them. You're leading someone to a better place, to out of pain, to achieving a goal. You're leaving them better than you found them, whether you're helping them buy your product or service or pointing them in a different direction because what you have isn't the best fit for them. And that's the key. And if you've been listening to the show long term, any other episodes prior to this launch of season 6, thank you. Thank you for being on this path with me, whether you heard one episode or you've listened to 439 of them to date. Whatever that is, I appreciate just even some little nugget getting in. Yesterday, I actually recorded a podcast where I was a guest on a show, Jason Mefford, and one of the things he said in his intro that really resonated with me was, you are here for a reason. If you're listening to this podcast, any content you read, any book that you come across or feel inspired to start reading, any YouTube channel, any course you want to take, anything that you're doing, especially from a personal or professional development, there is a reason. There is something in there. There's some message in this for you to get and then take out and change and become different as a result of this. I firmly believe that, where sometimes you might get one nugget out of a whole book, out of a whole course, a whole training seminar, whatever it might be. So you are here for a reason. I appreciate that. I'm putting this out there, hoping to land on somebody. Somebody is listening to this and saying, I want to sell different. If this is your first time coming across the Authentic Persuasion Show, super excited. Welcome to this show, to season 6. I won't put the monumental task on you of getting caught up like it's a new season of a show where you want to get caught up and you haven't watched the previous 5 seasons of a TV show. There's a lot of content, and I want you to focus on selling, which means you can't spend the rest of your life listening to podcasts. But there's a lot of nuggets there. If at some point you have a question, you want an idea where to start, you want some recommendations on the podcast that I've produced or the podcast I've been on or the training seminars or any of my books, the 3 hardcover books or the 3 ebooks, you can always email me, reach out, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I am more than happy to point you in the best direction. Just let me know. Say, hey, Jason, here's what I'm struggling with. I need to help overcome these things, or I'm challenged with my mindset, or I need to get my sales team to be performing, and here's what I'm facing. Let me know. I'm happy to give you some recommendations, point you in the best direction, give you some content that's specific. Now, let's talk about season six. Season six, what's going to be different? Well, first off, as you notice, this is an extra episode that I'm putting in, sneaking in before my normal training session replays, which if you're not catching those live, those happen on Fridays at noon Eastern, and then they become podcasts on Monday mornings, which is what you'll also see here on the podcast stream. And those have been occurring regularly, depending on when you listen to this. I've done somewhere between 34, 36, 38 sessions, depending on when you find this episode, or more if you're going backwards in time. And that is coming up. But what you can expect from season six is going back to 5 days a week. And I know that sounds crazy. And I know a lot of people think I'm crazy. And I know that it seems like a lot of effort, but I love doing this. And for me, this is just part of putting this message out there. Because of the client work and the other things that I have, it allows me to do these kind of things and put this out there. And for me, it's also a part of branding and marketing. I love sharing this information. And then every once in a while, somebody comes across this and says, you know what? I need Jason to help my company. I need Jason to fix my sales operation so my team can make more money and close more deals and feel successful. Hey, I need Jason to help coach me on sales. So there's some part of that, but not with an overly strong call to action or sales pitch. I'm not about telling everybody, hey, you need to do this and make it feel like there's that underlying sales thing, which sometimes on shows I hear that. It's more, it's there. If you're interested, you can always reach out to me. So season six, 5 days a week. Now, here's what you can expect. Training session replays on Mondays. Tuesdays and Wednesdays will be a two-part guest episode. So what I'm going to do, and you'll catch this as soon as these happen this week, is that the first episode of the guest conversation, which will be on Tuesdays, is the main conversation. There's a bunch of topics. I love conversations, and there's some things I really want to know from guests on the season, whether they're leaders or they're individual contributors in sales. Some things I really want to know, and so I have a bunch of questions I'm going to ask them in the flow of a conversation. Then on Wednesdays, I'm going to be launching the after show conversation. So Tuesdays is the conversation, then I stop recording, then I hit the record button again, and then we kind of do the after show. The conversations, the chit chat, the kind of things that aren't structured, who knows where it's going to go. And this is the kind of fun thing, because when the air quote lights and the cameras and everything turn off, that's when sometimes the best things come out. It's that after show. And if you've ever hosted a podcast, you know that when you stop recording and then everything is done, then there's all these gems that come up. And many times I've said, man, I wish I had hit record because this is some great stuff. I wish I'd turned this into an extra podcast. Now I'm doing that. Season six, Wednesdays, part two. This is the after show. And so this is where you might hear someone's origin story, their hero story, the stuff they struggle with, the questions I have after they give their answers in part one. I'm making notes because I've started recording these already, and I'm making notes. I'm like, oh, I want to know more about this. Like, there's some really cool parts where I'm just like, I'm just curious and nerding out. And so that's fun. So that's going to be on Wednesdays. Thursdays are going to be a clip show. So you'll notice that these are clips of other segments of other things that either I've produced or I've been on, and having some kind of theme where it's like, here is what the focus I want you to learn. Those are going to be short. So those are going to be 4 to 6 to 8 minutes combined clips, just something to help you in your sales journey. And then Fridays are going to be a solo show. So Fridays are going to be when I have some kind of message, some kind of item I want to share that's outside the parameters of the clip show, outside the parameters of the training session replay. These are things that it's on my mind. It's what I'm seeing with clients, with companies, with salespeople. Maybe it's individuals and experiences I'm having with people or companies in my business. Might be things that I see online, like the stuff I see on LinkedIn or on Facebook, where I'm just like, oh man, I just really want to talk about that. So those are going to be solo episodes, and my goal for those is to keep them 8-10 minutes. Right now I'm 9 minutes in on this introductory thing that for some reason I thought was going to be a couple minutes. But if you know me at all, if you've listened to any of my content, if you've ever chatted with me in person or virtually, you know, once I get on a roll, I just get on a roll. So That's going to be on Fridays. Those are going to be great. So make sure you hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this. If you found this and you're not subscribed, please make sure to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you can find it. And this is everywhere. Depending on where you found this, it's on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, like it's everywhere. You will find it everywhere. So make sure to hit subscribe. If it's possible and you like this content, leave a rating. And if you're on iTunes, leave a review because that helps other people like you find this kind of content so we can get more of this out there and help shift people and the way they sell, right? My goal is to fill the world, to enable and encourage over 1 million authentic persuaders in the world of sales. Imagine what that would be like as a customer if you knew that you called a company or you walked into a store or you filled out a form and they called you and you actually dealt with a professional who actually knew how to help you, knew what you were afraid of, and knew that your best interest was the goal in mind, and they were actually there to serve you and get rewarded and get paid for a job well done. Imagine that as a customer. Imagine that with all of us in our lives. That's what I want. That's what I want when I go out in the world. That's what I want when I fill out a form and I have a company call me about maybe signing up for some new insurance. What I don't want is some half-assed, crappy, under-trained, self-motivated salesperson who thinks they're just going to talk me into something and they're playing the numbers game. That's what I don't want. I don't think that's what most people want. And that's what I want anybody who's in a sales role to stay away from and to do things differently no matter what. So thank you for being here. Thanks for listening to this introductory episode. Welcome to season 6 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you want to find out more information, I know there's the intro, the outro, all of those things. But when in doubt, go to jasoncutter.com. You can find everything, books, podcasts, content, training, coaching, everything, anything, jasoncutter.com. Again, thanks for being here. Enjoy. Welcome to season 6.